علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which was his advice to Imam Hassan alayhi salam. And these pieces of advice are not specific to Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and they are applicable to others also. Anyone who is there in a managerial position, in a leadership position, can take advantage of these pieces of advice. In the previous session, we talked about this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَأَمِتْهُ بِالزَّهَادَ. That means, kill the heart or cause it to die through the process of abstention. That means, kill the heart through zuhud. And we explained what it means to kill the heart and what it means to cause it to die and what is the meaning of zuhud. This was all discussed in the previous session extensively. Inshallah, today we will start another phrase.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, after mentioning the phrase that I mentioned previously, he goes on to say, وَقَوِّهِ بِالْيَقِينِ, that strengthen the heart through certainty, through yaqeen. And it is very important for a person in a managerial position, in a leadership position, to have a strong heart. A strong heart meaning that a person should be able to bear the different problems and difficulties that come across in his activities, in the different decisions that a person makes. And a person should be able to make, especially when you make a decision and you need to stand firm by your decision. And what will help you to stand firm in those decisions would be if you are certain about things, you see. So that certainty is very important. If a person is not certain about different issues, about the decisions that he makes, about the different events that are coming across his life if all of these are not interpreted through certainty, then what happens is that a person is not able to bear the difficulties. A person will break in those under the bear, under the weight of all those problems and difficulties, and the opposition that happens against him. But if he has something called certainty, then he has something firm to lean on in those situations. As such, a person needs to raise their levels of certainty. And this, of course, when a person has a strong iman, a strong faith, then a person, through the right actions, through the right forms of understanding, is able to raise that iman that is there in his heart, then definitely he will be able to bear things easily. If a person knows that the universe is based on certain general principles called the sunnah of Allah, then a person will be able to bear those problems easily, because he knows that this is what happens normally when a person needs to be steadfast, when a person needs to be firm on certain issues, you see? So that way you'll be able to have a strong heart.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we were talking about this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَقَوِّهِ بِالْيَقِينِ, that strengthen the heart through certainty. And we say that, you see, when a person has yaqeen, has reached, is certain about issues, has a strong iman and faith, then a person will be able to interpret the universe and the events of the universe in a different light. He'll be able to see the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will know that these are things that happen as he knows certainly that these are based on the actions of God, and therefore he knows that that bearing in this situation and trying to be strong in this situation is going to be a positive thing. You know, when a person has strong faith that if I bear these difficulties, there will be some positive results. Okay, there will be some definitely great results, not only in this world, but in the hereafter. Then that, of course, a person will become stronger in how they interpret things, in how they bear with difficulties and problems. This is very important. Another thing is that a person, when he makes a decision, to be able to be steadfast in that decision, he needs to be able to take counsel. And taking counsel from different people, especially who are related to that particular issue that he wants to make a decision upon, will cause him to be certain on certain issues. So probably here yaqeen is also referring to the fact that a person should do enough research, should do enough background research, should do a lot of consultation with people of knowledge and raise his understanding about that particular subject matter which he wants to make a decision upon. That will give him strength in the heart, because he knows that he is basing his decisions on a very firm basis. Inshallah, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gives us the opportunity to strengthen our yaqeen and our iman, so that our hearts remain strong and steadfast in the different events that occur against us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه